Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Practice yesterday, so was Mac. We shall see, and we'll hear from Kyle Shanahan as he spoke to the media yesterday. Actually, we're going to do that right now as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, talking about morale of the fan base right now. I do think it's all over the place, as you're alluding to. There's ups, there's downs.
We've been through trauma.
I understand. Kyle Shanahan talked and spoke about it yesterday on the morale of the team with all these injuries, specifically with Nick Bosa.
Kind of how we've tried to set the tone since we got here in OTAs. Guys haven't been thinking about expectations, good or bad. Guys haven't been thinking about playoffs, Super Bowl, anything like that. They've just been taking it one day at a time and enjoying football and going as hard as they can. And it's been that way since OTAs. It's been that way through training camp, and it's been that way through 3 weeks. So injuries shouldn't affect your mindset on that stuff.
You scoffing. What's so funny? Injuries shouldn't affect your mindset.
Yeah, but you can only coach up so much. I mean, you still need to have Jimmy's and Joe's. I mean, it's just the reality. Like, no one would scuff. It's just facts. Like, if, for example, Aiden Hutchinson last year went down for Detroit, they went 15-2. 15-2, but we all like, yeah, they're done. Like, it's literally what everyone said. And yet, Niner fans can't, like, take the same perspective of how other fans are viewing us. They're like, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. We'll see what you're like in December. I mean, that's the reality of sports now. You can't just have 3 weeks and be a champion unless you have championship pedigree.
I mean, the Lions didn't have Fred Warner, DeAndre Lenore. They would kill for both those players on that team last year. They don't.
All right.
I think we are underselling Robert Saleh in this scenario and his ability to mix and match, sure, to scheme, to do all of it. Mykael Williams stepping up. He's going to have to step up even more, right? The Alfred Collins, CJ West, DeGros Matos, all these guys on the line, the Davises, Jordan Elliott, everyone is going to have to step up to some degree. And I get it. They may not be able to do that. And that's, you know, Trent Williams said after the game, you know, you don't just next man up a guy like Nick Bosa. You don't. It takes 4 to 5 guys that I just referenced right there, each having to step up in some sort of fashion. I didn't even mention the guy that's going to be the guy moving forward on that edge. It's going to be Bryce Huff. And I heard Kyle Shanahan talk about it yesterday, that he's already taken somewhat of a leadership role in this first year, which is actually kind of crazy. This guy they just brought over, flamed out with the Eagles, got paid, obviously had a cup of coffee with the Jets, and was great with Robert Saleh when he was the head coach over there. But Bryce Huff is kind of going to have to be that guy going forward to get some stops when that defense needs it. And obviously Fred Warner, this is what Fred Warner does. He's going to have to be the leader he's been through ever since he's been in the NFL, quite frankly. D Winners can continue to do what he's doing. DeAndre Lenore, Upton Stout, yes. Can Pinnock and Renardo Green, can some of these other guys step up even more? They need to. Absolutely. And this is going to be a big test this week. By the way, I was looking, just, you know, as you look at the opponents, the Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence and all that, 32% of the incomplete passes that Trevor Lawrence has thrown has been due to dropped balls. 32%. It's pretty incredible. Like, that is insane work. And they're 2-1 right now. They probably feel like they should easily be 3-0. So, it is just funny how we view these things. And I hear you when you talk about the trauma that you've had. I hear it in your voice. I see it in your face. You don't want to get hurt again. You don't want to fully jump in on this season right now.
And that's not it. No, we lost one of the best players to ever wear a Niner uniform in terms of like what he could be, Nick Bosa. So yeah, I'm a little damaged this week. Like, yeah, when Clay Thompson was out, we mourned him for a season and a half. Did we not? Wait, no. Wait one second. When Clay Thompson was out, how long did we talk about Clay Thompson's absence?
Oh, for a lot. Well, it was not only that; he got hurt again. It was like that was the double whammy right now. What was that, the day of the draft when they drafted Wiseman? He got hurt as an Achilles.
And look, people are going to say the year before they won the title that that wasn't a fun year. Because why? Because the fan base had been so high for so long that, all right, getting into the play-in game, like, we were used to big stakes, okay? And then that click down just a couple years later to the play-in game, I had fun. But I didn't think they were a contender at any point that year. I enjoyed where they were going. They were kind of up. They were kind of down. They had to fight down the stretch just to get in the playing game. Then they lost to the Lakers and the Memphis Grizzlies in back-to-back years. But I think most Warrior fans were like, yeah, there's a ceiling on the season. Doesn't mean you can't enjoy it game to game, week to week. It's just like, you know, like just because you start off, like what were the Warriors last year, 12-3?
Something like that, yeah.
Did you take them serious?
They're playing well. They're playing well.
Yeah, but did you catapult them all the way to championship status?
Not yet, but 3-0
in the equivalent of right now.
3-0 in the NFL is much different than the NBA, though. It just is.
There's 82 games.
I disagree. When we compare Giants after a month and then the Niners after a month, I think it's way different to be 3-0 right now. The Niners.
I think they're pretty similar.
I completely disagree. If you agree with Shasky on that, that 3-0 in the NFL is the equivalent to a 12-3 with the NBA. 888-957-9570. By the way, Matt Lively, KPIX Channel 5 Sports, the fifth quarter with Vern Glenn, going to be joining us in about 15 minutes to get the lay of the land on what's going on with practice. And the latest from practice yesterday was that Ricky Pearsall was not practicing. Here was Kyle Shanahan talking about the injuries.
Injuries for today: Jordan Watkins, calf, he'll be out. Ricky Pearsall, knee, he'll be out. Juwan Jennings, ankle, shoulder, out. CJ West, thumb, out. Trent Williams, vet day. Christian McCaffrey, vet day. Yetur, knee, out. Nick Bosa, knee, out. Brock Purdy, left shoulder and toe, limited. Mac Jones, knee, limited. Renardo Green, neck, limited. Connor Colby, groin, limited. Demo, illness, limited.
And you wonder why I'm like, oh, let's just take it week to week.
Yeah.
Did you hear how many, like, listen to how many starters. Play it again. I want to count. I'm going to count them. Play it again.
Injuries for today. Okay. Jordan Watkins, calf, he'll be out. Ricky Pearsall, one. Knee, he'll be out. Juwan Jennings, ankle, shoulder,
two.
Out. CJ West, thumb, out. Watkins. Trent Williams, vet day. Christian McCaffrey, starters. Vet day. Yetur, knee, out. Nick Bosa, knee, out. Four. Brock Purdy, left shoulder and toe, limited. Five. Mac Jones, knee, limited. Renardo Green, neck, limited. Six. Connor Colby, groin, limited.
Seven.
Demo, illness, limited.
Eight. I mean, it's like nine guys. Nine starters.
The one that's the most concerning, though, Joe, the one that's the most concerning is one we haven't talked about yet. Ricky Pearsall and a knee injury. That's the one.
I don't even know.
Well, Shanahan was asked if it was after the 4th-and-2 conversion. Remember when he came up a little bit and it was just not feeling good? I thought it was like his sternum or something, but apparently it was the knee. Shanahan was asked if it happened on that play.
Pearsall, he came up a little gimpy after that big 4th-and-2 catch. Was that where he was injured? And is that a serious injury, you think?
I'm not sure which play it was on. But, yeah, you can't go today, so hopefully he'll get better later in the week.
Hopefully. I mean, that's another guy that you can't afford to lose right now. Third in receiving yards in all of football. And by the way, the top three in all of football and receiving yards are all in the NFC West. Puka Nacua, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and Ricky Pearsall rounding out that list. So we'll see what goes on today, what goes on tomorrow. And Purdy and Mac, obviously heard there, both limited. And I would like for it to be not limited. I'd like it to be unlimited. Shout out Russell Wilson.
Is Juwan Jennings going to play at all? Does anyone know? Is Brock Purdy going to play? Did he practice yesterday?
He was limited yesterday, yes.
Like, well, I don't know, but did he like move? Did he run?
We're going to ask Matt Lively here in about 13 minutes. He was there. So I know. And speaking of the morale,
they squeezed the lemon on Mac Jones, and I just wonder when the
shoe's going to drop.
Well, just like you're going to hit a wall at some point, right? Like, even great quarterbacks. Yeah, I don't think he's great, but even great quarterbacks have a dud here and there, and it's like they can ill afford to have a multiple turnover game from their quarterback. I don't think that their margins are wide enough.
Here's what Shanahan had to say on asked if he addressed the team about Nick Bosa's season-ending injury.
I didn't. Everyone knows about it. I mean, that's, you know, make it more than it is. I think everyone knows. I'm not going to sit here and say something and make it better. Everyone knows the deal, and so we got to focus on what we got to get done.
Yeah, you got to put your head down and move forward. You can't talk about who's not here. I understand it. Everybody knows what's up. I felt bad for Fred watching him address everyone in the locker room. You could sense that was a blow. You know, again, they paid specific guys a lot of money on this team. They're very top-heavy, and you need those guys to perform at near what you expect them to be, because you have a lot of unknown young players who are going to be up and down early on in their careers. Very few guys come into the league and play like Fred Warner and Nick Bosa did
right.
in their rookie seasons. It's just, it's tough. Most guys, you know, are up and down early in their careers, like we've seen with Stout and Renardo Green. Like, it's a little good, a little bad, blown play here, and then it makes up for it there. And by year's end, you're hoping to minimize the amount of mistakes and really stand out. You know, like, they got a great year from Dominic Pooney last year.
Yeah.
Their guard, you know, he's been up and down to start this year, right? So guys that you think are going to take a leap forward, maybe have more of a sophomore slump or whatever. That's why it's so important that the guys that are the Hall of Fame level players, CMC, Kittle, Warner, Bosa, Trent, those guys had to stay healthy and they had to stay good. Otherwise, all these other things, you're asking too much of them.
So Shanahan's talking about the team morale, saying, hey, they're moving forward. They can't, you know, dwell on the past and all these injuries. Where are Niner fans' team's morale at, right? Where is your morale when it comes to this team, all these injuries? Ricky Pearsall, hell, how many did you count their starters? Eight, you said?
Nine, maybe.
Depends on if it's Mac, right? We don't even know who's the starting quarterback.
Yeah, the quarterback, I guess eight, nine. I mean, it's tough.
It is tough.
And he didn't even reference Kittle.
He didn't even reference George Kittle.
Or Ayuk.
Or Ayuk, who are obviously, when healthy,
or Mustafa. Starters.
Or Mustafa.
I mean, dude, it's come on.
It is.
And but I mean, other than that, it's all pretty good right now.
Other than the 7,000 injuries and a little nightmare on special teams, we're good.
If you ignore all the negatives, there's nothing but positives.
Hey, I'll say this. It is the most impressive 3-0. When you put it into that perspective, it absolutely is the most impressive 3-0 amongst the six remaining undefeated teams.
Well, dude, they've weathered the storm. Yeah. And it's been super fun. Like, the last three games have been fun.
Niner fans, where is your morale at with this team? 888-957-9570. We'll talk with Matt Lively on the other side. By the way, Dub Nation. That's right. Warriors right around the corner. Preseason, 95.7 The Game is tipping things off in style. Join us at Pier 39 on Saturday, October 4th, for a Warriors preseason special you won't want to miss. Live appearances from Warriors favorites Festus Ezeli, Zaza Pachulia, Glenn Azubuike, Tim Roy, and yes, the king himself, Bonte Hill. Plus, your chance to win tickets to the first preseason game on Sunday, October 5th, as the Warriors host Dalton Connect in the Lakers. If that's not enough, Evan Giddings and Guru will be broadcasting live from 12 to 4. It's hoops, it's hype, and it's the season that's almost here. And your station for all things Warriors, well, it's 95.7 The Game. Plus, the preseason special. Wait. It's the preseason special Shasky? What is that? I don't know what you're trying to say there, Sam. Well, what was that?
It's a big deal.
It's the preseason special Shasky. It's a big deal. That's what's coming up, brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And we'll get the lay of the land. What's going on with Slick Rick Pearsall in the knee? What's going on with Brock Purdy? How do you look in practice? Should they play him this week? Should they not play him? There's a lot there with Brock in general, and that's kind of where I want to go on the other side of Matt here. Just, do you play him? Do you not play him with the short week next week? It kind of does throw a monkey wrench into the entire thing when it comes to the rehab process of the quarterback. And not only is Brock nursing the shoulder and the toe, you got the PCL injury with Mac Joe. So really, it is everywhere through 3 weeks. 8-plus starters, potentially, if you want to include Mac, who's been a starter the last 2 weeks. Could be 9 starters that you're unsure about this week. So the hits don't stop coming. They don't stop coming. What is that, Smash Mouth? There you go. I've been watching a lot of Shrek lately, and the Smash Mouth music is great. I love Shrek.
Great soundtrack.
It is. Shrek 1 and 2, by the way. Not really a fan of anything after that, but it is what it is.
Best part of the first Shrek movie is the very end.
Which part?
It's like the outtakes or whatever.
Oh, yeah, when they're all dancing and stuff. And as I have is, Now I'm a believer. Before we get to Matt Lively, this is a guy that's fired up about the Niners. We got Matt now? We got him? Oh, let's go to him. Nick, we'll get you off the other side, or you can call back, buddy. We want to hear from Nick and Berkeley, but first, we got to get to Matt Lively. KPIX Channel 5 Sports, fifth quarter with Vern Glenn, and he joins us now on the River Islands guest line. As all guests in 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And Matt, let's start here. The quarterbacks. Brock's missed the last 2 weeks. He's been nursing this turf toe variant. He's been nursing the shoulder injury. How did Brock look yesterday? As Shanahan reported, it was limited.
Yeah, I mean, he looked a lot like how he looked last week. He's limited in practice. He's jogging around. The turf toe variant, it's funny that we have to call that because Kyle Shanahan won't call it anything else. So we've been calling it the turf toe variant. If it was truly turf toe, Brock would be out for a while. We saw what happened to Joe Burrow. He's out for 3 months. He's having surgery. Brock looked fine yesterday to me. But again, you know, when we're out there, he's handing the ball off. He is throwing the ball. But that's how he looked last week to me. And you were talking about it. I mean, it's getting difficult now. You have Mac Jones, who has a potential PCL injury. Who do you play on Sunday? I know they don't want to play Adrian Martinez. I know that's not like option number one, but it's getting more difficult to say, okay, we'll send Brock out there because you don't want to hurt Mac Jones. But then you have the Rams on a short week as soon as Sunday is done. But Brock looked fine. He looked like he did last week, but Kyle Shanahan says he's making progress on the injury.
So last week he didn't roll out and he didn't move around a whole lot. In terms of like scrambling, you know, they did like a rollout drill. We talked to Jennifer Lee Chan. Did you see him rolling out or doing any of that stuff?
He did roll and he jogged. From what I saw, okay. He jogged down the field, which, I mean, jog, roll out, to me, that's going to be the same thing.
I want to clarify. He jogged, but did he roll out and throw a football?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yesterday
okay.
He did.
All right, good. Just want to make sure.
Which I understand because you want to make sure he can roll, plant, throw the ball.
Yes.
Which with turf toe would be the issue. I think last week, though, he wasn't as close to playing as we think. I think he would have dressed if he was closer to be used as a backup QB in case Mac Jones got hurt. And then when you find out Mac Jones did get hurt in that game – and you realize how close they were to bringing in Adrian Martinez, it's a little concerning. It's a little concerning, if you ask me.
Hey, Matt, should they play him this week? I mean, they got the Rams next Thursday. The more I think about this, and we were talking about it off air, like, the more I think about it, just play Mac. And I get it. They're both kind of hurt, but you have one of those guys is making, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, and the other one's making less than $10 million. Like, they should probably start Mac this week, right?
That's a great point. I agree with you. I think, too, when you look at the implications of what's happening the following week, you want to start hot in the division. They have two divisional wins. The Rams look good. Yeah, they had the meltdown. I get it. But they've looked good through 3 weeks as well. I would rather have a healthy-ish, the healthiest version of Brock Purdy I can get on Thursday Night Football to set the tone of this season. I think the Jaguars are honestly a tougher game than we're maybe hyping it up to be. It's the Jaguars. It's sort of a trap game. That's kind of how I feel about that. But I do agree. I think Mac's the better play right now. Send him out there. Let Brock heal. Be as good as he can get for this stretch of the season.
Matt, so Pearsall didn't practice yesterday with the knee injury. They're saying, or he said, that he could practice. And there was no Jennings. So who were the two top receivers running with the ones?
You're not going to like this. Kendrick Bourne, which is great. Kendrick stepped up the first 3 weeks. Next to him was Sky Moore and Demarcus Robinson. Obviously, I mean, Ricky Pearsall did say, we have to say this, Ricky Pearsall said he would be fine if there was a game on Wednesday, he'd have played. So, he said he tweaked the knee. He just wanted to make sure it's fine. Ricky Pearsall, on all accounts, will be playing on Sunday.
Was it a hit where he tweaked it, or was it, you know, just, you know?
He said he didn't know.
Oh, gosh.
I was standing right next to him when he was talking about that. He said he wasn't sure, but some point after the game on Sunday, his knee didn't feel 100%. He felt like he tweaked something. And this was out of an abundance of caution to work it out with the trainers. He was running off to the side, by the way, yesterday, and running at Ricky Pearsall's speed. So
that's good.
I trust Ricky when he says, yeah, I would be able to play. And then you have Kendrick Bourne, and then you have DeMarcus Robinson, and you still have Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Christian McCaffrey. I mean, Mac Jones, 80% of the time, his first look is CMC at this point. So, you know, I think they'll be able to field a respectable group of receivers on Sunday.
Okay, similar question, but for the defensive line, with no Nick Bosa and no Gross Matos, who were your, I guess, number one defensive ends for that D-line?
It's going to be Mykel Williams and Bryce Huff. You're going to have to bring Huff up in the rotation, which he's obviously deserved. And Mykel is just going to take over probably on the right side, I would think. The only concern I have, I don't think they're making this big trade. I don't think they're going out and getting Trey Hendrickson. Let's look at what the 49ers did this past offseason. They got rid of Leonard Floyd. They got rid of all these starters. And they shed salary. They brought in more depth. They actually have a lot of depth if they need to get through some of this season without Nick Bosa before making another depth-esque move. I don't think they're getting Trey Hendrickson or Kayvon Thibodeau. I think I have people in my comments like, what's up with Max Crosby? The Raiders suck. They're not trading for Max Crosby, okay? But Mykel Williams is going to have to step up. Bryce Huff is going to have to step up. The only thing that concerns me, because the defensive line has looked pretty good through 3 weeks, is who's taking the double team? Nick Bosa takes so much of that double team that it's I don't know what's going to happen when he's not there to take the chip.
Talking to Matt Lively here on the Morning Rose, KPIX Channel 5 Sports, fifth quarter of Vern Glenn at 49ers practice yesterday. And, you know, the conversation we've been having all morning, Matt, is, you know, the Niners are 3-0 right now, and they've done it in kind of remarkable fashion. I think it's been the most impressive 3-0 amongst all the other teams. There's six teams right now remaining that are undefeated, and I think it's them and the Chargers, basically. Chargers winning all divisional games that I think have been the most impressive. What do you make of this 3-0 start, and how should Niners fans be feeling about it?
No, they should be riding high. Look at it. We made a joke yesterday. The injury report looks like a CVS receipt. And look at what they've been able to do. They haven't had their starting quarterback for 2 weeks. George Kittle's been out for 2 weeks. Juwan Jennings has been here and there in practice, has missed games. They haven't had Malik Mustafa. They haven't had Brandon Ayuk. What they've done is really impressive. It should not be understated that they are 3-0, but the most important part, they are two divisional wins. They were so bad against the NFC West last year. It was such a joke when the NFC West would come to town. It's like, God, they're going to lose this game. And they're winning games they would have lost. I even tweeted out halfway through Sunday's game, they lose this game a year ago. There's no way they'd go down on this game-winning drive and Jake Moody hits a field goal. That didn't happen last year. So I'm really impressed. I mean, there's some other teams that I think look impressive as well. That are 3-0, but the Niners are right in the mix. And I said this to you guys last week. Look at the back half of their schedule. It's so easy.
Matt, how sustainable is it, though? That's the question, I think, where Niner fans are at.
There's no such thing as an easy schedule, though, buddy. Like, come on, easy? Come on, easy?
I'm just...
NFL?
Look at who they play in that back half. I know easy, but strength-wise, okay? If we're going to look at strength-wise, they determine the NFL draft based on the strength of schedule. You have to give it a little respect. And on the back half, it's a weak strength of schedule, I would say. How sustainable is it? How healthy are you? They lost Nick Bosa this week. Brock Purdy hasn't played in 2 weeks, so it's pretty good that they've won the games without him. I think if they get Bosa back, you have Ayuk coming back, if you can patch up the defensive line, you're still a playoff team. I don't know how deep you make it in the postseason. Matt Maiocco and I talked about this yesterday. What's the ceiling of this team? Can they win through the divisional round? Maybe, maybe not. But they're still a playoff team in my mind.
You know, something that maybe a little under the radar, but I guess Nick Bosa said that the on-field doctors said that his knee was like not torn, I guess. I don't know about good, but they said not torn. And he's like, no, it's torn. Was there any residual from that? Was there any follow-up on that? That seemed a little bizarre.
No. I mean, we don't get to talk to Nick Bosa. And I think that's probably the only guy, him or the team doctor, that would get to make the call on that. I mean, I do know that after the game, Shanahan's belief was that it wasn't an ACL injury. And then, I mean, I guess until you maybe with an, I'm not a doctor, but until you go into the CT scan or the MRI or whatever it is that they do to determine that that ligament is torn, it's probably hard to determine that until you see the imaging.
Yeah.
But I mean, that would have to be a question for Nick.
Yeah.
And the reality is we don't talk to Nick for a couple months if we even get the opportunity to. They said he's having surgery in Los Angeles, will rehab in Los Angeles. So it's going to be a while.
Last thing, the Niners sold off another small stake of the team. Another 3.2% minority stake is being sold to Pete Bridger Jr. of the Fortress Investment Group. Okay, now they get another about $280 million from this deal. Did anybody down at 49ers headquarters bring this up, talk about this? I know that they put a big investment into the Jumbotrons, the TVs or whatever, for the Super Bowl. I mean, I was there on Sunday. They've got to fix the shade. It's just, I mean, you're changing your uniforms and you're asking the league yearly to adjust the schedule because of the heat. Is there any, you know, way that maybe this money that they're getting is going to be put into the roster or into the stadium? Was there any murmurs of that down there yesterday?
First off, congratulations. I feel like that's your alias of Fortress Enterprises. So I have to imagine you guys bought a share of the Niners. Congrats. No mention of it. How are they going to do the shade? You don't want flights crashing down there at San Jose Airport.
A little canopy, bro. A tarp? Amazon is bringing a tarp out there? Amazon can get you anything.
I've been told they're right up against the airfield. There's nothing they're doing. The fans are just going to cook. And there, it was not a sold-out crowd. People noticed that on TV. It was not a sold-out crowd. Still pretty good that fans were like 100 degrees in the sun.
I was there with my kid. I was there with my kid. You know, there's actually...
You sunscreen them up, I guess.
Oh, my God. He was lathered in whatever SPF 40 or 50 or whatever it was.
1,000.
Yeah, the guy was cooking, dude. We were losing it. But no, it's funny that you mentioned that it was not a sellout. Saturday night, I was watching TV, and I forget which channel it was. They were like, Niners Cardinals, tickets on sale for tomorrow. And I was like, you have tickets on TV the night before? So there is something to be said. Like, Niner fans are just a little, like, kind of wait and see, just in general, on the organization overall right now, it feels like.
No, I think I agree with that. Mac Jones was playing. It was one of the hottest days. And you're going to be sitting in the sun. The tickets that weren't sold were the ones where you're baking alive. So I don't blame them.
And it's the Cardinals, Matt. And let's be honest, I don't think any of us have met a combined 5 Cardinal fans.
I saw 4.
You saw 4 of them?
4.
Wow.
Saw 4 on Sunday.
They were bought for sure.
I went to school at Arizona State. Off the top of my head, I could not name you 5 Cardinals.
Oh, my God. Forks up, baby. Let's go.
I lived in Phoenix for 4 years. I cannot name you 5 Cardinal fans.
And your golf game's that crummy?
Oh,
I'm
come
teasing.
On.
I had to give you a joke there.
As a college student, you think I was able to afford Scottsdale golf?
That's a great point. Hey, Matt, great stuff.
Go.
Hey, great stuff. We'll do it again next week.
Have
and,
a good one,
we'll
Matt.
Be
good
watching.
Sport.
See you guys. Thanks.
There he goes. You Matt know, Lively, KPIX Channel 5 Sports.
It is interesting because you're like, hey, what are Niner fans bought it? All this. Look, Niner fans, they come December, if the team's good, they'll come out roaring. And they've been really good for, what do you think, closer to 8 years than they have, you know?
Yeah, they've been, yes, 8 years. I think that's 7 years.
Right,
yeah.
So like, let's say you're not a season ticket holder. You're not a sicko like me. You're going to pick and choose your spots, right, on when to go to games. I understand that. But it is like, whoa, like it was jarring to me to see on the television Saturday night them do a commercial, Niners Cardinals, tickets on sale. I was like, You didn't sell out week one?
Well, it kind of just like shocked me right there because I didn't hear any talk about that at all. Now, I knew the heat was a problem, so I thought maybe, okay, empty seats, start of the half. It's really freaking hot. Feels like 100 degrees probably.
There were a lot of people there.
Yes, but because you were there. That's
what
I wanted
to say. There was a lot of people there.
But you saw some empty seats.
Well, it's because they have standing room only. So I don't know what they were selling on the television the night before. But I don't remember a lot of 49ers season tickets and single ticket commercials the night before the game of week one.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
At least in the last couple of years.
Now, the variables, it's a good point from Matt. Like, I want to give it, like, have both sides of this.
Well, there's discernment.
But it's week. It's the first week at home. Like, that's usually almost always. It doesn't matter if it's the Cardinals, the Jaguars, the Bucks, whoever. You're selling that thing out, and they didn't sell out. Now, you had a backup quarterback. You know, it's a million degrees.
Yeah, but you usually buy your tickets months in advance. Right. If you're going to go to a game, especially the home opener, you know, there's some gravitas to it. But I'm telling you, there's a combination of factors. There's like, hey, people are kind of in wait-and-see mode. That's number one. The number two is, it is the Cardinals. Three, it is September
right
in Santa Clara. And number four, it's that stadium in that location. Yeah. See, like, you know, the Niners brass can sell you on that location all they want because most of them aren't from the region, you know. And I've heard Al Guido explain it. I've seen him around town. And,
eyes on.
You know, like, good guy. Like, he doesn't understand the Bay Area kind of dynamic. People from the North Bay don't want to go all the way down to Santa Clara unless it's a major event.
Right.
And you would think the season opener, the home opener would be a major event. It's not big enough, you know, and it's not big enough to also deal with that heat and that traffic and that parking situation.
Well, speaking of that, Joe, leads me to this. You don't want to deal with all that parking and all that crap going on? Well, just go to Laughing Mug Brewing in Sunnyvale for the kickoff show. Great food, great drinks, and great games in the parking lot. The show starts at 10 a.m. with Evan Giddings and Lo Neal, and all the early games will be on for you to watch. Plus, if you are going to the game, a free shuttle to and from the stadium. That's right. Park at Laughing Monk for free. Join the party and then take a shuttle back and forth to the game. All you have to do is sign up and reserve a spot. Do it now because space is limited. Go to 957thegame.com. Click the kickoff show graphic and then the Eventbrite link. Sign up. See you there. All right.
Wait, say that again, Sam, on air.
Oh, no, Carter was telling me that all the fans from the North Bay sit in the suites. That's why you don't see them in the stands.
Oh, Mr. Marin over there, Marina, whatever it is, you have Lake Tahoe, well, Carter, Cartier.
I just think that, you know, each little borough in the nine Bay Area counties has their own inconveniences no matter where they go, whether it was me going to Old Oracle, whether it was you going to Pac Bell,
right,
or whatever. I don't think people understand that Santa Clara and where it's located, for anyone who lives in the city and north, it's a hike.
Yeah.
It is a hike. And so let's say even if you live in Sausalito, you're going to drive through the bridge, drive through the city on 19th Avenue, which is its own nightmare, and then drive either down 101 or 280 or the combination of the two to go all the way down. It's a long day. It's a very, very, very long day. Now, if you're coming from the Valley, a lot of people do come from the Valley, it's a little more accessible for you than it was when it was at the bottom of Hunter's Point. And so there's so many little dynamics with that stadium. And with them selling, and I'll read it off for those that didn't know, you know, that in May they sold about 3% of the team, the Niners did, to basically, it's like going IPO. You try to get a cash infusion. It's like taking a cash out refinance on your home if this were a mortgage.
And a lot of teams are doing this, not just the Niners. The Raiders have done it. Obviously, the Tom Brady being a minority owner there. I think the Bucks, like a lot of these teams are starting to do this, like big shot teams too. Yeah.
And so you have this investment firm group, this one particular individual, Pete Bridger. I don't even.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
If I'm saying that right, he bought another 3% into the team. So he's basically giving you about $280 million. Mm. Now, they got about $280 million the last time in May. And I think most people thought it went toward the Jumbotrons or whatever. But a lot of people were speculating that the Niners were taking that money and using it for their soccer teams.
It's funny you bring up soccer now that we're talking about the field and the heat. Because the World Cup is going to be played at Levi Stadium next year, the start of June. Yeah, it's going to be really hot there for some of those. I don't care if you're used to the heat, if you're a Brazilian fan, if you're, you know, the Uruguay, if you're Argentina, you're going to be cooking if you're in that spot right there. And that's going to be something that's going to be talked about because in the World Cup, if they have like these breaks in a given match where it's like water breaks, like they stop the play for like 10 minutes or so or 20 minutes just the players to be hydrated. Hell, they did that last World Cup. Where was it? It was Qatar or whatever, Qatar, however they pronounce it, the Middle East. They had to do that. And all those games were played at night, Joe. So just imagine, I'm already picturing it now. It's going to be maybe Team USA versus South Korea or something, and they're going to stop 20 minutes into it because it's too hot.
Remember, they also moved it to November.
They did. They had to because it was played in the desert.
Because of the heat.
First time,
so,
of
like,
the heat.
Okay, this is funny. Like, I mean,
is it a disadvantage
for the
Niners?
Just for a second. I remember, like, the Niners themselves get so mad when people bring up the facts. And the facts are every year they beg the league to schedule a bunch of away games at the beginning of the year, right, which we would all acknowledge playing a bunch of road games early in the year, that's a challenge.
Yes.
Now, the advantage is by the end of the year you get a bunch of home games, whatever. But that makes it tricky for your team. It just does. It makes it tricky to travel back and forth early on in the year. They don't want day games early on in the year because of the heat. I know it sounds ridiculous. It sounds ridiculous, right?
But now that I'm thinking about it, Monday Night Football last year at home, so you don't have to deal with the heat as much.
It's a Thursday night against the Rams.
Thursday night against the Rams. Yeah.
Right?
Why,
so, and then,
why did they build it?
Joe,
that
you know what they're doing this
why
weekend?
Why did they build it that way? I don't understand.
So you're talking about, like, earlier, like, you know, can you feel two things at once?
Yeah.
There's the duality of, I'm so happy and grateful that they're actually in the Bay Area.
Yes.
All right. And I can still go to games and take my son. That's great. That being said, of it being great, it was in the worst possible location of all time. And it's the worst, most poorly constructed in terms of keeping the sound, funneling people in and out of the stadium, the parking lot setup, the sun, the flight paths over the cross. You could not have picked a worse location. Like, staying in the Bay Area. If I just, like, close my eyes, and, like, you know, they spin the globe back in the old movies.
Right.
They would spin the globe and they put their finger on. You could not have picked a worse location. It would have been better if it was at Alcatraz.
All that being said, Niners in the playoffs, undefeated at Levi Stadium. Home field advantage, baby. Am I right? You're scoffing. I'm just saying.
Joe, this weekend, for the first time in 49er history, they're going to wear white tops with gold bottoms.
You don't like the look?
For the first time in history at home, they're wearing white jersey tops in the regular season with the gold pant bottoms. Why are they doing that? They have to designate their uniform in April.
Yes.
And they weren't allowed to do the retro white on whites
back to back weeks.
Yeah.
Which
or whatever.
I think is dumb. Like when we're in an era when the NBA gets to have like 50 jerseys and the NFL's like, no, you can only have one this week. It's pretty dumb. Right?
Well, I think it's going to be pretty freaking stupid that the Niners at home are going to be wearing white uniforms with gold bottoms. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous.
You should have yelled at Roger Goodell last week. He was in the suite. Carter, I know he's in the suite with you. You should have yelled at him and said, let my team wear white bottoms. Right, Nick and Berkeley? Nick and Berkeley's been hanging on tight.
Most people probably don't even care. But, like, to me, I think it's, the Niners are wearing white jerseys with gold pants at home. It's dumb. Like, we could say, and this is where, like, the Niners, like, yeah, I'm glad you built the stadium in the Bay Area. That being said, you picked the worst spot ever, and you built the worst stadium in the league. You're the only team in any sport, you built the stadium, and it immediately was a bottom third stadium. It's, you know, it's name a sport. And I'm not, hey, look, both can be true. The Niners hate hearing this stuff, but this is the reality. And people dread the drive.
It's grown on me as a concert venue, personally. Now, I don't like that they have, like, the curfew built in there, which I think is... That's a whole other angle.
I've
been to a bunch of concerts there. I think I've seen Coldplay there. Beyonce's been there. Taylor Swift's been there. They put on great shows, but the ingress, egress, I feel you on that. But also, I'm just an old guy, and I hate traffic in general. And we get here at 5 in the morning, and I don't have to deal with it. And I'm a little more jaded now than I was maybe a couple years ago when I didn't have this shift. So there's that.
So let me just tie one bow on this. Yeah. You got $280 million. I just want to know where it's going. And I want someone to ask the ownership group, where's that? Is that going back into my team? I'm asking.
Paying the players, right? I mean, he's got to go to Brock Purdy.
He can go to whatever they want. I want to know where they plan on putting that money. As a Niner fan, as someone who has season tickets, and are you going to put it into the stadium experience? Are you going to build us some shade? I bet it costs more than that. Are you going to build some? I doubt it. I doubt you're going to build us some shade. Well, are you going to put it into the players? I'm serious.
No. I'm waiting for you to say, are you going to put it into the soccer team that you also own?
Well, people are hypothesizing that that's where the money's going. Or is it going into their pockets? It's a private business. It can go right into their pockets. It can go to whatever other investments they want. It can just sit in a bank account. They can do whatever they want with it. But as a Niner fan, I do want to know where it's going.
Nick Berkeley. Nick, you're feeling good about the Niners being 3-0, right? You're captain positive this morning.
Yes, I'm feeling really up about it. And I don't like the idea of the gold pants. It's not WWE wrestling. I don't know what's going on with the gold pants thing. That's like Notre Dame college stuff. You know what I mean? We don't need the college stuff in the pros. And let me tell you something. It's cooking over there on my side of the field. Chastity sits down. You know, he's got better seats. You know, he's closer to the field. I'm watching him every game from where I'm sitting. Kind of like,
oh, really?
It's kind of creepy. But anyway, yeah, he's just right down to my left. Now, I'm up in 408, man.
Oh, okay.
It's great view and everything. It's cool. Like, we see everything, you know what I'm saying? But it's like,
hey, Nick, you see Jesus, don't you?
In Portland.
Do you high-five Jesus on big touchdowns? You're so close to the sun. I mean, it's like you're right there.
Oh, my God. Man, it's cooking. I wear, like, one of those old-school leather football helmets, and I still put sunscreen on, man, because I'm up there burning up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
But, I miss Candlestick. I miss playing, you know, throwing the football around and the tailgating and Candlestick. I don't know why, like, in the first year of the Levi's Stadium, we was over there in the golf course, you know, and they was like, hey, you can't barbecue on the grass. It was burning, like, little patches in the public course. But I'm like, hey, man, like why did they knock out the hotel and stuff that was supposed to go over there for and all the parking space that Eddie D'Angelo Montana was trying to get, man? They're supposed to make an experience right outside the stadium, but that got shut down. And then they had all this other stuff that they had to make, you know, to deal with. Well, if Great America's going closed, man, we need to just take over Great America and make that a parking lot. You know what I mean? If Great America shut down in a couple of years. So, I mean, just peel all that stuff out of there, get rid of all the rides, and they got plenty of space over there for some cars. And, you know, I park where I can, you know, like, because, man, even the outside little parking lot is now they're $100. It's insane. It's insane because they get in there, and it's like if you get trapped inside, you know, like the little, if you're up to the east of the stadium, you get trapped in this little bubble of traffic, you know.
You know what, Nick?
Thanks, Nick.
I'll give them this. They upgraded the chicken tenders, and I'm telling you, they were delicious on Sunday.
They better have, because they have the Super Bowl there this year.
No, they were hella good. I'm being 100% authentic. The chicken tenders were off the hook. They upgraded them.
You know, they had to, because the commissioner was coming to town. They said the commissioner's going to be here.
Kay Adams loves her chicken tendies.
Kay Adams is going to be here. Oh, my God, YouTube TV. All the talent's going to be here. We got to make sure the tendies are good.
All these side-by-sides that I'm seeing on the internet of Luca fat and then Luca in shape and then Zion fat and Zion in shape. I need the old Kay Adams next to whatever she looks like now. There's two different people. It's been a lot of work done.
You could do that with Roger Goodell, maybe, too. He's got a lot more swag these days than when he first came into the league.
Thank you, Offset. That was the moment we all loved him.
No, that was the moment, that whole draft when he was doing it from his basement and his eyes were bloodshot and he was eating the bowl of M&Ms and he was clearly miserable.
And he had the dog with him too?
Yeah, he did. I gained a lot of respect for the Goodell.
The best was when the dog...
Goodell has a dog, yay!
The dog drafted for Belichick. He was sitting in Belichick's chair.
That's why he's at...
And they cut to New England's on the clock. Yeah. And it's just like a golden retriever.
That's why he's at UNC right now and failing miserably.
I remember when Trent Baalke was introducing Chip Kelly. We should find this sound. And he's like, Chip's dog sat in my lap, golden retriever. And that was when I knew Chip's a good guy. And I'm going to hire him. I was like, because of his dog?
And that's why Trent's out of the league and Chip's going to be on his way from being out of the league again, too, as the Raiders are 1-2. By the way, did you hear what Matt Lively had to say with us? Who just joined us about 30 minutes ago. Matt Lively, KPIX, Channel 5, was at Niners practice yesterday. He thinks this Sunday's game at Levi Stadium against the Jaguars is a trap game.
I think, too, when you look at the implications of what's happening the following week, you want to start hot in the division. They have two divisional wins. The Rams look good. Yeah, they had the meltdown. I get it. But they've looked good through 3 weeks as well. I would rather have a healthy-ish, the healthiest version of Brock Purdy I can get on Thursday Night Football to set the tone of this season. I think the Jaguars are honestly a tougher game than we're maybe hyping it up to be. It's the Jaguars. It's sort of a trap game. That's kind of how I feel about that. But I do agree. I think Mac's the better play right now. Send him out there. Let Brock heal. Be as good as he can get for this stretch of the season.
I like how he says Jaguars, by the way. He said it multiple times. Jaguars, but people like to do that. That's
well,
fine.
What is it? I call them Jaguars.
It's a Jaguar, yeah. There's no wire. There's no I in Jaguar, but we like to say that.
Yeah, baby, it's the Jaguars, baby.
Yeah, exactly, but Jaguar. That's okay. He's
Jaguar. What?
Jaguar. That's how they're...
Give it to me again.
One more time, Sam.
You never heard it like that? Jaguar. There was this SNL sketch years ago, like Will Ferrell was in it. It was like... There's some like undercover spy or something in the code where it's like, do you like Jaguars? And they're just saying that over and over again. That's just what I thought of in that moment.
You think this is a trap game, Joey?
Sam, you are. You have some characters in you. Some very good.
He is a character. He is. You kind of have to be.
They're called personalities.
Well, I call him a creature.
But... What I love about you, Kate, you got a personality. Thank you. White Goodman. You think this is a trap game like Matt does?
I could see where he's coming from. Like, you can't look ahead to the Rams. I think the Bosa injury puts everybody on notice, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, the whole notion that they're going to be sleeping on the Jaguars, you can't sleep on a team if you can't even roster a healthy squad at all. Like, that's why I'm not buying that they, like, you can't sleep on a team when you have a backup quarterback playing. Like, if anything, the Niners might sneak up on the Jags without Bosa this week, right?
Let me ask you this question. Trevor Lawrence... Brock Purdy.
Ooh. I knew.
Would either team trade for the other quarterback?
I knew.
Straight up. Forget money.
I knew you were going to ask that.
Just forget money. I just wonder. Because I'm so out on Trevor. Not that he doesn't show flashes. Not that I don't understand. Like, I think he's solid. I don't think he's good at all. I think he's solid.
If you truth serumed Kyle Shanahan on who he'd rather have, out of the three, I'm going to give you the three quarterbacks. Mac Jones, Trevor Lawrence, Brock Purdy.
Huh.
How's Kyle ranking them?
And finances don't play a part at all.
Doesn't play a part at all.
It's just who do you want?
Yep.
Gosh, that's a good... Can I think about it for a little while?
You absolutely can think about it. I think it's a fun...
I want to hear from people, too.
How do you think Kyle Shanahan would rank these three quarterbacks? Mac Jones, Trevor Lawrence, Brock Purdy. And remember... Trevor Lawrence and Mac Jones were a part of the same draft class once upon a time. We all knew Trevor was going to be the number one. Eventually, we found out Zach Wilson was going to be the number two to the New York Jets. And then it was, is it going to be Trey Lance? Is it going to be Justin Fields? Is it going to be Mac Jones?
What do you think of Trevor as a player? I mean, obviously, he has been dealt a really crummy hand.
Urban
Meyer is one of the worst coaches
ever.
Yes,
no, legitimately.
No, I...
It's him and who's my guy from Denver Broncos a couple years ago? Oh. What's his name?
Oh, was it Vance Joseph?
No.
Offensive coordinator for the Jets. Yeah. So Nate Rodgers was there.
Oh, Nathaniel Hackett.
Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah, he couldn't hack it as a coach for a year. He was horrible.
He thought they were going to get Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my God.
Eberflus was pretty bad, too.
Yeah, but Eberflus at least won some games where I was like, wow. I was like, he won against that monsoon week one against the Niners. Remember that one?
I mean, Tom Sula was better than Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer kicked one of his special team players when they were warming up. You guys remember that?
I know. That was my favorite Urban Meyer moment. It was like where the Jaguars lost and the team flew home without him, and then he got caught on video with like some girl at a bar.
Yes.
Oh, she's sitting on the lap. Oh, my, he's married.
By the way, we have forgotten that he coached the Jaguars.
And then he had the audacity.
He's on like college everything.
He had the audacity on college game day, like the year after he got canned from the Jaguars and the dumpster fire and all the, like the drama and scandals came out, he had the audacity on college game day. You need to have the right leaders in place within your program, and they need to be in there on time. They need to care about the team. They need to be leaders in there. Dude, you wouldn't even travel back with your team after you lost in London. You went to a bar on a separate flight to get drunk.
Dude,
get
out of here. Florida teams were... So, wow. Yeah, I mean, the Pouncies.
Oh, when you think character, you think those teams, right?
I mean, Aaron Hernandez.
Yes, thank you. Just leave it at that. Right?
Criminal.
What?
Cam Newton.
Wrong C, more like criminal is there what I think of those teams.
Dude, and then, like, hey, but we got Tebow at quarterback.
So,
he'll mask everything.
And why are we talking about this? Because it puts into perspective, like, what Brock Purdy has been dealt when it comes to coaching and stability with the 49ers. And a guy like Trevor Lawrence, yeah, he has all the talent in the world, but if you don't put him in the right opportunity to succeed, you're going to get what you're getting right now, which is inconsistency.
Well, like, I don't think he sees the field. Like, I think that's, again, that's just my particular...
If you don't watch the Jags this week, I know we're up against
it.
He's
got arm talent.
He's gotten hosed by his receivers this year.
Okay.
He's gotten 32% of his incompletions this year has been literally because of drops.
Do you think that he is, like, he's got some mobility. Like, I don't think he's great in the pocket right now. I think it's also psychologically.
Yes. I'll tell you what I like about him, what I don't like about him on the other side. And how would Niner fans, like, not Niner fans, but how would Niner fans feel like Kyle Shanahan would rank these quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Purdy, Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones. Give them to me in order how you think Kyle Shanahan views them. 888-957-9570. In the meantime, injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
And when it rains, it pours. And it was raining in the East Bay yesterday. Ricky Pearsall was added to the injury report yesterday. But should Niner fans be panicking? The wide receiver was held out of practice due to a knee injury. Shanahan did not offer much information on the injury, but Ricky downplayed the significance, saying that if there was a game today, he would be playing. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. How would Kyle Shanahan rank these three quarterbacks? Contracts aside, Trevor Lawrence, Brock Purdy, Mac Jones. We'll discuss on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.